This is the Sexual Inclusion Network. With your host, Christiane Bella. Sin is in.
Hello and greetings. Welcome, welcome one and all to Intimacy Architecture. I am Christiane Bella, and it is my absolute pleasure to be here with you this fine evening. I'm enjoying a delightful thunderstorm outside my window as I am cozied up here in bed with my boyfriend.
Hello.
This is Adam Scott, everyone. So tonight, we're going to talk about ethically non-monogamous relationships and life in general and the wonders of the universe and all the fantastic conversations we typically have. And we decided to give you guys a little sneak peek into
Everyone's invited
right,
tonight.
Yeah. So let's start with you and I actually met at a sex positive event that I was hosting, and we both thought the other person was being like a little rude or snarky or something. Like, cause
I didn't think that.
No.
Well, keep going.
Because I remember like you came early to an event. And I was like, you need to go wait in your car.
Yeah. So this is a funny story. So I, on that day, I had to pee the worst I've ever had to pee in my entire life. Like, it was horrendous, like indescribable. And I knocked on the door, and like, I never met her before. I never was at an event. And like, I wasn't sure if there were naked people like on the other side. And she was like, I was 15 minutes early because I'm so responsible. Which I stopped doing. And she was like, you know, you need to wait. So I dealt with it. But it was, I was like mad. Should I do the spiritual story? Part?
Right. Yeah.
I was like annoyed. Like I was venting, and I knew I wasn't really mad at her, but I was like, I just let myself vent for a second. Mm-hmm. I was like, that fucking bitch. It's okay to curse on here.
Yeah. Yeah. You can totally
but like, I knew I was joking around, and like, and I swear to God, like I heard my little voice in my head, and it was like, Adam, this is such a friend for you. And I was like, whoa. So anyway, I didn't know how that was going to turn out, but that was the beginning
of the universe.
Like Adam being kind of.
Yeah, no. And I had a similar, I was just like, you know, like, don't people read my, the things
that
I send and stuff.
Oh my God.
So, which again had nothing to do with you at all. Cause like, I definitely, you know, so it was so funny how, you know, you just never know. And you have to allow things to evolve and change and be revealed. If we get too fixated on any one concept or story I think we're creating, we miss out on the opportunity to create relationships.
Yeah.
And often very like deeply intimate ones. So I was trying to remember.
Should I go more into the story? The beginning story? Or
you can. I was trying to remember, like, I don't remember the time frame of it, but I do remember us being in a restaurant and you being like, you know, will you be my girlfriend?
Yeah.
And
I remember all these details.
Yeah. I was trying to remember time frame though, and I really couldn't, because it is one of those effortless relationships that like I've never felt the need to track and be like, well, we've been together a month. How far have
That's
we progressed?
So true.
Did we check off the boxes of, you know, where we should be at this stage of this point according to whoever made up these imaginary fucking rules that we think.
You know, I never even thought of that.
Right.
But that's so true. I mean, I do remember all the details, but yeah, I mean, we can go over them if you want, but I don't we might not need to.
Well, I think conceptually,
if people are curious,
like, I think conceptually for me, this has been a revolutionary relationship. It's broken all these misconceived stereotypes and ideas that I had about what relationships were supposed to look like, and is also all the things I've ever wanted, like, and my dream wish list of things relationships could be but thought were inattainable.
Wow, thanks.
Yeah.
this is the sweet thing that's ever been told to me at this moment.
Because, you know, I've always wanted, and I thought it was shitty of me to say, like, low-maintenance relationships. And for me, that didn't mean that I wasn't invested and I didn't care and it didn't really matter and it wasn't super valuable. It just meant that it didn't unrealistically demand things from me that I wasn't able to show up for. And what we've, like, so without, I mean, least amount of work I've ever put into anything in my life, created like one of the most incredible, just like truly mutually beneficial relationships that, yeah, I mean, like, you know, I can go on vacation and if I like, if I don't like, you know, text you or you, you know, it's not like, oh, you didn't.
No, but you know what we do?
Right.
I've noticed like, well, and I love it. Like, what we do send like snippets of love and appreciation to each other. So it's always like building up.
Yeah.
And not like, hey, I need attention now. You know?
Right. And that's the thing is, you know, I see it so often in my work is these couples demanding these things of each other. And I think even more so than that, you see a lot of this assumed deficit, this idea that they have amongst themselves that they're already not getting enough of whatever it is, fill in the blank. And then they're like, and this person over here, I've chosen them, and they are now dutifully responsible to fill in that blank for me. They don't. They're horrible, and
well, that's the point of relationship. At the, and I'm nothing wrong with that at that stage. Like,
right.
It's a thing.
It's right.
And yeah, like from my personal background, like I hadn't. This is the maintenance thing because for me, like I don't want consciously don't want to make you deal with any of my shit. Like, it's not our. I mean, not that we can't be there for each other. We could, and we care. One time Christy called me up and she was like, can you help me with, or we don't even call each other, like called once. It was like she texted me and she was like, can you help me with this thing? And like I wanted to, but I didn't feel it at that moment.
Right.
And I thought maybe if I like kind of the rest of the day, like maybe in the evening we can get together. And like, and she was like, oh wait, no, feel better. And I was like, I said, you know what, it's not a good time or something, like in a loving way. And like may, and I offered like maybe later. I wasn't even sure about that. And you were immediately like, oh, wait, no, I just saw a butterfly, which, by the way, is like my thing. And she was like, and now I feel better. And I was like, great. Like, I just said brazenly, like, no, you know, in a nice way. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it worked out. So, like, part, the big thing for me is, like, trusting, like, radically trusting, like, what we feel.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes I'll screw up and I'll be like, oh, I said yes, and I should have said no. But it's, like, never a big deal.
Right.
It's always, like, low maintenance.
Yeah.
Oh, but I was going to say, my history is like, I hadn't been in a relationship for, I'm going to say like 7 years. No, I mean, I had relationships, but like, it wasn't, but for the, let's say for the most part, I hadn't really been in a relationship for about 7 years.
Right.
So, and that was not by choice. Like if you read the, a lot of relationship books, they said, I was in a long-term relationship, 15 years, dating and marriage before that. And people say, don't be in a relationship until like half, it's just a guideline, like half of the time. And like, so I didn't want that. And it was a lot of like suffering and pain. And, you know, I went through all the, but in through that, I don't think suffering is like necessary at all, but I went through it.
Yeah.
It was my path. But like that, it was like, I got so self, like, I don't need anything. I am super self-sufficient. And like, it was a good thing. And I, you know, I wanted a relationship really bad.
Yeah.
Like, of course, but it didn't happen. And I'm thankful that it didn't happen. And then it just happened. So like, it's kind of like, you know, I could look back at anyone in that position and be like, it happens. You get there.
And it's true. You, like your journey was one inward and that created the relationship with yourself, which is why I think our relationship works so well. Because we have a relationship with ourselves first, you know? So yeah.
And that's out on the table. Mm-hmm. Like we say to each other, like if we could look at each other's eyes and be like, I love me. And like, the other person be like, oh my God, like, I'm so, I love you too. And I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I don't need anything. Like I'm happy.
It's all like the sprinkles. You know, it's just, it's the bonus. So your first kind of navigation in open relating or in alternative relationships, that was in that 15-year relationship. So how did that come about for you?
Okay. So it came about so my wife, a wonderful, kind person, was like always wind up being attracted to other people. And she was very faithful. Like nothing happened. I wasn't attracting a relationship that was like lying or infidelity or anything like that. But she would always wind up being attracted to other people, like, and sometimes like really seriously, like taking up her whole mind and like, it's hard to even go back there, but it would be me in pain, not understanding. And then one day, like I was in this activist group and I met this other girl and like, there was definitely chemistry right away, like sexual chemistry. And she was like, I was kind of shy and she was like the exact opposite, like so perfect for me. Because, like, she was just, like, didn't give a shit about anything about sexuality. Like, she didn't care. She didn't care. She didn't do anything. And she was, like, open about it. And it was, like, cool. And she was really pretty. But so it wound up, like, we kind of developed. There wasn't any cheating or anything. It wasn't even, like, cheating thoughts. It was just, like, there was a connection happening.
Yeah.
But, but it got to the point where we were, like, in a cabin at this retreat together, and like the other person in the room left and she was like playing banjo to me and like the sexual energy was just rising and I was like, oh shit, like if I don't get out of here now, like something bad, and I don't mean bad because I'm not
judging,
because I was not in an open relationship, I was like something bad's gonna happen, like, and I literally was like, she was like singing and it was so awful and it was like, so hot and she didn't care at all. Like she was waking up other people. Anyway, and I like literally was like, oh, okay, I gotta go, bye. And I got up. She must have been like, what the hell? And I ran out of the room and like went in my bed and I was like,
but
because like I wasn't gonna cheat on my wife.
Right.
And just
but you had that aha moment. Now you got what she had been feeling.
Yeah, and it wasn't until and we talked about everything. So the next night I went in and I was like, I need to tell you my experience. And I shared the whole thing and she started crying. And I was like, what's wrong, honey? And she was like, and oh, this is the important point. I said to her, the takeaway for me was that like the way I felt about this other person had no impact on the attraction I had for her or the love I felt for her. And I was amazed. I didn't understand it until I experienced it. And she started crying and like, that, what you just said, it gives me chills. She was like, that was what I've been trying to like tell you for all these years. And that was the moment we started to like seriously explore, like, okay, I would have liked to do horrendous things to this lady's butt, like, and you know, I like it was going to be different than it was going to be like dirtier and different than this, but that would have been good for me. Turns out she was insane, but it probably would have been fine. But like, and nothing ever happened, and it was okay.
It did what it needed to do.
It did.
It opened that conversation.
And I'm like thankful. Like thinking about it, I'm like thankful for her.
Yeah.
But like that made me like read. Like I was like mind opening. Like it was like totally selfish, but like in a good way. Like have it all, and she can.
I just wanted to shout out because Martin, there's sweet potato in the oven. I don't know if he can hear me. So Adam and I, for those of you listening, who are not or could see later on YouTube the video that we are also filming as we're on the show live. Adam and I are cozied up in my bed, and you can call in and join our conversation if you'd like.
Your questions are so long.
Questions are absolutely welcome. You can call in at 319-527-6205. So yeah, we are cozied up here and my husband just got home from work. And so I'm just, sweet potatoes are in the oven if you didn't hear that or earlier.
Hey, Martin.
Okay.
before we actually went live, Adam and I were talking about how, you know, it's fantastic. Like, you know, my husband can walk in and it's totally cool that we're caught on the couch. And the difference in, because I was someone who cheated everyone. Like my introduction to polyamory and non-monogamy and all of that was like somebody finally telling me, like, you know, no, you don't have to cheat on everyone. You could actually like custom design your relationship. You could say, you know, I want to have an open relationship. And I was like, what is that? There's an option. Like, I thought my only option was to be monogamous and like be this horrible cheating person.
Wow.
Because I wasn't someone who liked to, you know, monogamy just really did not set with me. I always felt this, like, I love a lot of people. I can love, you know, and have or different relationships or connections with people. It never felt like if I am with you, like I only, you know. So my aha moment was like, oh my God, like there's, yeah, like a legit way to do this.
Love how we like had the same moment from a totally different perspective.
Right.
And we're like wound up together.
Yeah.
Like came at it from different directions. I just love that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the one person in my, you know, 25 plus year career of dating that I cheated on me, ironically.
Oh, there you go.
With a friend of mine who I hooked up with. So I'm like, and I kept having those moments where I'm like, oh, all three of us, if we just was honest, could have had a really good time. Like,
yeah. I mean, like, I look at other people's relationship problems and I'm just like, it's like I have a key. And I don't mean to like tell other people what to do, but I'm like, I have a solution for you all. Like, I don't know if you want to hear, you know, like stuff like that. Like, really,
right.
This is the way I think about it. I've told you this before.
Yeah.
It's like open, okay, this is my take on open relationships. Like, it's actually really simple and straightforward because we do it all the time. We actually do it with, let's say, friendships.
Right.
Like, if you have a friendship and you don't meet, like, you're not looking at friendships as it's like, I'm looking for the one.
Like,
we pull all many people, but, like, I found you. And, like, I will promise that a guarantee I will only play ball with you and I won't even really look at anyone else playing ball because that's, but it's like that's the way it is. I mean you can have a best friend like a mate and you know or like I'm gonna play I play mahjong with you but like I'm never gonna play mahjong with anyone else like no you may have your favorite group of people to play but you can play with other people and it's like but so there's no reason in my mind that like and sexuality and relationships can't be that way any more than like friendship could be that way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's like simple. It's simpler actually.
Yeah. And I think we do, as we do with so many things in life, like it's not that complicated, but our overthinking and our need to quantify it and label it and organize it. There's this like these ideas of separation and these ideas of like shoulds, or like the, you know, it's always been done this way kind of idea, as opposed to just digging into like, what do you really want? Because I'm sure there are people out there who really do want and love monogamy, you know, just like I know there are people who really function. And I think just this idea that you could customize it in general, that like this idea of ethics non-monogamy, the way you, me and my husband practice it is not the way that like the millions of other people who do some variation of polyamory or non-monogamy practice it. It really is a choose your own adventure.
And I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, and I think the interesting thing is, and I've seen this, you know, I see this a lot in people who talk to me and they're like, oh, you're an entrepreneur. I could never do that. And some people genuinely can't. Some people do enjoy the construct of like I go someplace, I'm there for a certain amount of time, I'm guaranteed X amount of money at end of said week for having shown up at the place at the time like I said I was supposed to do the thing, whatever that is. I don't function well in that, you know, just like I didn't function well in like traditional school structures, but more like creative artsy classes and things where I, you know, we all just have a different style and technique, and I think we forget that when it comes to relationships and we're like, no, there is but this one path. It is go find
and,
the one.
But you know what? It's not when people say the one path, I could they're not focused on the one path. They're focused on what they don't want. Like I want someone who isn't cheating on me. Mm-hmm. Like they're focused on it's like if you think about it hard.
Yeah.
A little bit hard. A little bit. It's like you're focusing on what you don't want really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, an open relationship means like, first of all, like focus on what you do want.
Right.
And it's like, I'm open to possibilities. Like I'm not closed. like I, you know, like I'm not closing myself off. Mm-hmm. I'm like open, and included in that is like, if I'm going to be with one person, like I, this is for me, the most important thing is like, if I, like I've been in both situations and I intend to be like, right. have a mate, like a primary relationship. Like this is the model that I practiced
yeah.
on the other side, like from the couple side.
Right.
So like, I get it.
Yeah.
And now I'm the very like low stress boyfriend side, which is like perfect for me right
yeah.
now. But, so I was going somewhere with that. I forgot what I was going to say.
No, but I love that. It is, you know, and I think giving yourself the freedom to be like this, and it doesn't, again, have to be romantic or sexual. Every relationship
yeah.
has like a cycle. It has a point and
yeah.
a purpose and a job or a lesson, you know, however you want to look at it. And those aren't always like forever and are, you know,
yeah.
this idea that like, I know so many people and I'm like, that's really cool if you're someone who is like still friends with people from like elementary school or high school. That is just not how I roll. Like I really don't. Like my circle of friends is always in a reflection of where I am in like a 7-year cycle, and then rinse and repeat. And some people carry through, you know, in other ways, like, but for the most part, like
yeah.
that tends to be where I'm at. Like I find people and we're in kind of a similar growth trajectory and we all do this thing. And when we graduate, we all kind of, you know, spawn off and do the next whatever that is.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say something about open relationships, mm-hmm. which is the way I think about it. Like, it made me feel better. Like, for instance, with that other girl that I had the hots for.
Right.
Like, I could see how she was good for me. And correspondingly, like, that was good for me in a way that would have been good for my, and it was actually,
right.
it was, and you know, we did have a relationship even though like nothing sexual happened,
mm-hmm.
but like, you know, it, but if there was something sexual, like it might've helped him. Like she might've not had an issue that my wife had. And that might've like,
right.
it's not to say it's all selfish. Like it,
mm-hmm.
you know, like many, like
it
if you have friends,
overflow.
One friend helps another,
mm-hmm.
like an overflow is a really great
yeah.
way to say it. And that's like, it takes away like, yeah, there's totally a selfish aspect. Like, totally. I had the hots for her. I wanted to like bang her, but it's also for other people. And
yes.
it's like, so it's selfish,
yeah.
but it's also like attraction. I think attraction happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like from the moment I saw you, I was like, who is this person? Like, I am extremely curious.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just asked about you. I was like, what are you interested in? Like, and I was like, wanted to know,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then it just developed from there.
Yeah. I love like, so this is something that often shocks people when I tell people that we actually have not had like penis in vagina
yeah,
sex, but we've had like the most epic
yeah.
cosmic orgasms, like,
there
and like
been,
sex with the
I call them
galaxy.
I
don't
them
know.
Like hug-gasms, like where it literally felt the same as like, oh, we're done. But it was like,
right.
Like
but we
hug,
were
like,
just like hugging.
A little bit
yeah.
of shaking.
Well, and I think like the last time when I was like sitting on the swing outside and you were like sitting on the floor and we were facing each other and breathing
yeah.
and like, and like I totally had this like universal galaxy orgasm tantra experience
mm-hmm.
and like we were, you know, not even like barely touching, and that's given me the gift that has trickled down in my marriage because
oh, wow.
when I would get to like even a taste of that tantra thing with other people, I would instantly just go to the sex place because I'd be like, oh, this is hot, and like now if we like fucking, you know, hit it, like it's gonna be like wow.
Yeah.
But because you and I didn't have that trajectory, like we've done all these, you know, this other like flow of energy, I know now I'm like, oh, this is what that looks like if I don't just go to the sex penis
yeah.
and vagina thing. If like if I, you know, if I let myself play in this other area. And so now I'm like, oh, okay, I have a model for that. If I want to bring that into my primary relationship or other relationships, to be like, this is what that's like to stay in that space a little
yeah.
bit longer. And like, you know,
I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Can I share
yeah.
my thoughts on that? Like, just for me personally, like I say a prayer like every time
mm-hmm.
we're about to get together, whenever I think about
aww.
Us, and it's like that whatever happens is going to be in the flow.
Yeah.
And like, do I want sex? Like, of course I do. Like, I'm not an idiot. I mean, but it's like, but more importantly than that, like, I don't
right.
want to force anything.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me emotional saying it. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to force it. And like the analogy that keeps coming into
mm-hmm.
my idea is like, it's like growing a tree
mm.
and like the tree like has its, like you want the peaches, like in right, your mouth, right, and they're so succulent and delicious. But it's like, yeah, totally. But like, if you just want the peaches, mm-hmm, like, and the tree is growing, like, you're not going to appreciate anything else about this tree. You're going to be mm-hmm impatient. You're going to be annoyed. You're right, going to be like forcing it. You're going to be like, the peaches are going to suck. but like, otherwise it's like, but it but at the same time, mm-hmm, like, it has its own pace.
Yeah.
And like, I want to go, like, that's important mm-hmm for me, because I feel like, you know, the payoff
right
is
right,
like, tremendous.
Yeah.
And like, and the other thing that bounces me with our relationship, because like, I could be like, why, what's going on? But like, mm-hmm, at the same time, like, the thing that really hits home for me, mm-hmm, like, because I can get confused, like, relationships, like, they have all these ideas
right
around them, and it kind of messes me up. Mm-hmm. But like, when I think like how good friends we are
yeah
as like a base, that like, then my heart mm-hmm opens, and I'm like, feel the thankfulness, and it's like, everything's right.
Yeah.
Like, that is stable and solid. Mm-hmm. Like, the friendship is like, that's like the foundation.
Yeah.
And, but like, from that, like, I like to be in a state of like appreciation,
mm-hmm,
like, if sex is going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't have a better foundation than that. So anyway, I think we're doing fine.
Oh yeah. No,
we're doing
yeah
this one.
Yeah. No, we are like,
thanks for going to that vulnerable
epic
place.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's actually one of like the most deeply intimate relationships I have, is because there are clear, like, yes, there's overlaps where like intimacy and sex overlap,
totally,
or relationships and sex overlap, but it isn't the like driving piece. And I've had relationships where it's like the driving, and then I didn't have other pieces. Like, I didn't have friendship, or I didn't have
yeah
intimacy. I didn't have sometimes anything to fucking talk about. Like, you know?
I like this conversation because we're being honest with each other too.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this, but it's like, there is, like, at one point you were thinking there wasn't sexual energy,
mm-hmm,
and I was like, I don't know about that, because
yeah
like, I feel it. But
yeah,
like, I think the conditioning that we have is that like, we're so used to being one thing, we're like, oh no, there isn't. And then you had the experience where you realize like, oh, it is, it's just different.
Right.
And it's like, I mean, and by the way, like, and I'm not saying like, this is the only way I can be like,
mm-hmm,
I love the idea of finding someone else and like sexuality in my, like,
right,
I'm all for that, but
yeah
I'm not going to force it. I'm not needing that. I'm
mm-hmm
not looking for that. And like, most of I haven't told you this, but like, when I think of that, I think like, that would be nice. But really, like, I think my internal guidance is
mm-hmm
like, focus on where you are. Like, don't be like looking for something else. Like,
yeah
look what you have and be happy.
Yeah.
And it's like, I am, and I am happy, you know, but it's like, it stops me from
mm-hmm
like thinking like I need to, because I've been like a place for a long time
mm-hmm
in my previous life of like looking for something.
Right.
And like, you kind of miss what you have now.
Mm,
and it's
absolutely
like, it's less stressful when I think like, just let the peach tree grow.
Yeah.
And
yeah
it's like, I don't need to like find a substitute tree that already has peaches. It's like, you know, it's weird.
No, it totally makes sense. You know, and I think that's an interesting thing. This idea of like substitute relationships, because that's another question I get a lot, is like, oh, well, like, what is missing from your marriage? Like, what is, like, nothing is missing. Actually, you know, my marriage is so solid and healthy
oh
that we trust each other enough to, like...
That's a whole nother
yeah
topic of, like...
Mm-hmm.
Because I personally, like, if you ever wanted to, like, I thought it would be fun on the way here, like, Mark, you and me could talk about it. Because, like,
yeah
there's a whole nother dynamic mm-hmm there we're not going into at this moment.
Right.
But, like, that is that's so fun.
Yeah, no,
that's
definitely like
thing,
a conversation we can do.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought that would be.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot there.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so that's, you know, again, because my first and foremost relationship is with myself. Any other relationship I have on top of that gets to be one where it's not filling a deficit,
yeah
one where it's like elevating an experience. And because I only roll with other people who also understand that concept, and everybody just enhances, like, yeah, you know, the lives around them. Like, you know, I've seen your playful nature with music influence Martian in a wonderful way.
Oh, but,
like, deep, you know, reverence and structure, like, give you inspiration. You know, it's like you guys, like...
It's like a positive spiral.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, for when before I met you,
mm-hmm.
I was in place, like, when I moved to Tennessee about 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and at first, like, I was moving out of a difficult situation, but, like, I was working out of it, and I got here, and like, I was doing good, but there were struggles and stuff, mm-hmm. and I got to this place where I was just, like, going to the movies, like, twice a week, mm-hmm. like, treating myself to these beautiful things, like, going to the movies and, like, things that I didn't have a lot of money in my previous mm-hmm. life with me, my
right.
previous relationship with me. And, like, I was like a hermit for five, mm-hmm. like, fucking years, you know, growing and working
right.
on myself. But, like, so I just got to this place where, like, I was going out on the town and, like, so happy and, like, just talking to the waiters and waitresses and, like, going to the movies and, like, going into nature preserves. And, like,
yeah.
I was in this place totally by myself of such satisfaction and happiness
mm-hmm.
with my life that, like, you just floated in life. And it was like, oh, okay. And it wasn't even a big deal. It was like, yeah, I want a relationship where, like, I'm going to see the person. Like, I was thinking once a month. Like, that would
right.
be perfect for me. Like, we'll just get together, do our thing
mm-hmm.
once a month. Like, I'm busy. I have stuff. But it's like, it came from a place of, like, I got to this place of, faction, and I'm not always there, like
mm-hmm.
I don't always hold
yeah,
that
yeah.
but I was there then, and that's when, like, you came in and
mm-hmm.
it was just like, oh, that's just like the most natural extension of
mm-hmm.
where I was at that moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And
that's when good things flow
right
away.
This it totally is, you know, and it's always about a vibration. And that's where, you know, to kind of circle back around to this idea of, like, my concept of what it meant for there to be, like, sexual energy, like, I came from having to, like, unlearn a lot of very distorted, healthy ideas about sexuality. So seeing sexuality in this really, like, healthy, very, like, calm, respectful way was so foreign to me, with, like, you know, this, like, deeper spirituality and, like, you know, this energy that you bring to sexuality that
yeah.
is, like, new and wondrous.
And
I get, like,
wonder. I love the
yeah.
word wondrous. I feel
mm-hmm.
like that's the theme of
right.
the, like, you said it, like, wondrous. Like, that's the word I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Wondrous. But with the sexuality, I wanted to say, like, I don't know if you're even aware of it, but, like, a lot of times, like, we balance each other. Like, I think wherever you are in terms of your
yeah.
growth and I am, and together, like, I'm, like, leaning or, like, wanting something a little, like,
mm-hmm.
you naturally would be like, good night. And, like, and I don't even know if you realize it, but, and I'm like, I'm always like, oh, like, thank you. Like, I, you know, you, but
mm-hmm.
you being naturally you, like, we kind of balance, like,
right.
I'll get off a little bit and you might get off a little bit. And I don't even realize being me and you're being you.
Right.
And it's like, we balance each other, but, you know,
I love it. Can I share, like, a
yeah.
really deeply
mm-hmm.
intimate story that I think is, like, one of the most, like, it was one of those, like, serious blow my mind moments. So, so we're having a, like, 3-way experience and I ask Adam if I can taste him, code for, like, can I give you a blowjob, which he agrees to. And then partway through my intention, which started out in this, like, really love place, like, I shifted into, like, a teenage aspect of myself that felt very much like, oh, I had to, like, please the person and I have to make them have an orgasm, otherwise, you know, they might not like me,
or
whatever, they're gonna get mad. Yeah. And I felt that energy shift. I was, like, about to stop when Adam stopped me, actually, for totally different,
yeah,
unrelated reasons of his own, right? So in that moment, we were both able to just, like, really be honest and, like, and it was just because, I mean, I think so many times in my life, if first off, I wouldn't have had
and,
the courage to really be present to my feelings and be like, oh, I'm listening to
I
this.
And I had the courage to actually,
yeah.
like, pull away
right.
for my own reasons. And, like, when you looked into my eyes, you were smiling and glowing, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, that's I didn't understand until you told me later. Like,
yeah. But, like, you know, because I think we're both in such a health place that our first reaction wasn't to take it personally. That someone done anything wrong or that we were being bad or like anything was like shameful, or our first reaction was like, oh, this is the next stage of our alignment. Like
something that I, this is, you know, it's always good to talk about like issues and process in front of however many people we're talking to, like, 1,000 people. It really helps. Brings the intimacy up to the next level, like including 1,000 people. Anyway, but like, so everything that night, like there was intimacy going on, mm-hmm. and stuff happened, and it was very beautiful and like perfect. That morning, other stuff happened, and it was like also perfect, like very. I mean, for me, I don't like to even judge myself, but like, or group myself, but like, I'm a normal white male. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not attracted to men, but it's like when something's in the flow, it's right. just like you, things just happen and it doesn't feel like a big deal. So yeah. like, you know, with marching and everything,
right.
and but anyway, so I felt complete mm-hmm. at a certain point in that morning, like, and you suggested an idea of like more intense threesome mm-hmm. stuff. And like, I had the slight, I never told you this. I had the slightest hesitancy. It mm-hmm. was like very slight. And but I said yes.
Yeah.
But I still had the hesitancy, and that when both of us had issues come up, and like, I'm going to totally honor that. And last
yeah.
time I might be like, okay, like everything's fine. Learn a lesson, like mm-hmm. go process. Like I had to deal with my shit, like
right.
my issues of like, I don't think I need to go into it, but like, but I'm thinking like, how free is it to like, I mean, think about it, like a threesome environment,
right.
and a beautiful woman saying like, how about we do this together? And I'm like, and I have to give so much credit to Martin because I've seen him do
mm-hmm.
this, and it is
right.
so empowering to me. And
right.
you know, I guess the way as he appreciates my other attributes, but he's just like, I don't know if I need to think about that. I don't know if I feel like that right now. And it's just like, no charge.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, and I'm like, damn, I I want that. And like, I feel like I'm going to get to that point where it's
right.
just like, because I'm trusting it. Like
right.
I did it. I had an experience. It was fine. We're,
mm-hmm.
we're totally good.
Right.
And it's like, but it's like radical, like paying attention to those feelings.
Yeah.
And like, that's what I mean by like the peach tree. Like
mm-hmm.
at a certain point, the peaches just like, you just pick them
right.
up and they're delicious.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't need, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
and it feels right. And you feel like picking them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. If they just like come to you so easily.
Oh, and at the same time, it's like, you know, if even a year ago, if I
mm-hmm.
thought of the stuff, like it always feels like the next logical step,
mm-hmm.
like, okay, now I'm comfortable with this.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, that's not a big deal. Like it just grows. It never like, I need this experience to happen because
mm-hmm.
you know what, like for me, this say to me, like, I'm not ready at that point.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm feeling that way,
right.
I'm not ready, but yeah. at a certain point it won't feel like a big deal. Then it'll just happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, I mean, so many things about that. Like one,
yeah,
like when people express boundaries in a confident way, it is sexy as fuck.
Yeah, definitely. And no is sexy.
And no is so sexy.
And I guess I could be sexier. I could have been so sexy. Like, no, I don't know about that. And you would be like,
and that's just it, is the, you know, the ability to just be present to whatever you're feeling. That's what's sexy about
Man.
It. You know, it's that you're just like, I really do trust myself, and I trust the alignment that whatever is supposed to happen will happen.
Because there's so
and
many fears that can come up. Like, what if the person gets bored? You know, like all these things.
What if
like,
I never get a chance to like, you know, like. Yeah.
I mean, if I explored that moment of saying yes, like I'd find those.
Right.
And it's great.
So we have about 20 minutes left. If you want to try to call in, we would love to hear from you. One more time, that is 319-527-6205. You can share a question or a story, whatever you have. I'm Christiane Bella. This is Intimacy Architecture. My guest is Adam Scott. We are talking about ethical non-monogamy. And so let's see. Let's, because you touched on it a little bit, and I think it's an important subject of, I don't even know if I would call it like hetero flexibility, but just like the trust of being in the moment. Like I've been thinking about this lately.
Talk more about it from my white cis male.
Well, because I've been seeing a lot of people posting lately about like, you know, why is straight default? And like, what if LGBTQ or something. And I was like, yeah, like, what if, like, pansexual, what if this idea that you're just attracted to people was the default? You know, what if we just were like, yeah, every person is potentially attracted to another person. And that's a spectrum that is very case sensitive. It's very like in this moment, because I've had that with people where I'm like, right here, right now, we're having something, but I don't know, you know, under any other set of circumstances, if that would be a thing. It's a very like gift of the present.
Do you want me to?
Yeah, yeah. I would love to hear your.
I mean, I could share some, you know, the thing I personally hate is such a strong word, but like can and hate mm-hmm. to judge it, because like, I don't like to think, I mean, you know what, in the right mindset, doing sex acts with another man is kind of hot,
mm-hmm.
to be totally honest. I don't know why, like, but it is mm-hmm. like, there is a place where like you can go there. And
yeah.
But like, for me personally, I'm not like going around like sexually attracted to male bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm attracted to sexual energy, and I am attracted to female bodies. And that's a preference,
right.
I guess. And it's just
yeah.
me. And I'm not to say that couldn't change.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't like to say like, no, I could never do that, because
yeah.
like, I could do stuff now that I never could have.
Fast world.
But particularly with Marcin, which would be fun to have him on a
right.
conversation sometime. Like, I find him really attractive, and that's new for me, because
mm-hmm.
I'm not used to like seeing another male figure and being like, wow, like he's like really like hot.
Mm-hmm.
Or like sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's new for me.
Yeah.
And like, so at a workshop, we hadn't even kissed yet.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so my first kiss was Marcin. Like, it was like spin the bottle.
Yeah.
And Marcin landed on me, and it was like, do you want to kiss? And like, I was now me being you, and you were confused. You were like, why didn't you even do that? Like, are you like gay? And you didn't say those words enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm like,
well, I was, yeah.
You asked me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't know, but yeah. I felt like it.
Yeah.
But like but strangely for me, the answer came up like, yeah, like I was felt inside my body, like
mm-hmm.
as opposed to when I had that reluctancy with
yeah.
the threesome thing, like I was just like, I felt a yes.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I could go against my yes, which doesn't, you know, or
doesn't
just like,
go well in life.
Or,
yeah.
yeah. Or just go with it. And like, okay. So I think I'm over it now, but like, it was like the best kiss it blew my mind. Like, I was like, I think I'm a good kisser. And I was like, I didn't know men could kiss like that.
Mm-hmm.
And but the thing that stunned me is like, it wasn't a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like, wow, I just had my first male kiss. it was like, so what?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, that
right.
just happened. And it was, you know, it was like the next logical step.
Yeah.
And I paid attention to my urges.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I try not to be, I think that's the thing about open relationships. Like, I'm not being closed. It's to be
mm-hmm.
open. You just have to not be closed.
Yeah.
And like, and you know what, like, if I ask myself questions, like, do I want to like, is sharing pleasure with another person, male or female, important to me? Yes.
Right.
I come up with a yes. Is like, finding, like, I could feel shame or embarrassment about it,
right.
but like, is finding someone, it is like, you know, like general questions, like, is appreciating someone or finding someone sexy, just male
mm-hmm.
or female? And I'm like, it doesn't matter,
right.
you know, but again, I'm not going to do anything that I'm uncomfortable with.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it's not like I want to have sex with him. Like, that's not
mm-hmm.
my urge.
Yeah.
But like, but I do feel like attraction and intimacy and appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that allows me to like, there's touch going on or
yeah.
there's like, and it's like, comes from appreciation
mm-hmm.
and like attraction. So
yeah,
that's the best way. I'm
I love that.
Too.
I love that. It's so beautiful. I think there's like a great deal of respect that you know, and that's, you know, I think that's what sometimes it seems, I would imagine, and it definitely felt that way for me when I was cheating a lot. It seemed easier to hide at certain points in my life than it did to do the work to make sure that the people in your life are respecting themselves and respecting those that you're sharing space with. And that means having like conversations and communication and, you know, other relationships that I've been in when I've been in open relationships, or even, you know, other people that Martin and I have been interested in. Like, there's like a lot of communication involved. Like, it's a big piece of it to really tap in and like, yeah, and how are you feeling, and to reconcile things and to say like, oh, this is where I was at. And I see where, you know, people would think like, it's just easier to hide. And I think that's the great disservice that, not having a broader idea, yeah. You know, when we talk about sexuality and sex education, of just something other than this, like, one size fits all,
yeah.
You know.
And I just want to say something else on that for my personal experience. And it's so funny because, like, I went from, like, I wanted other relationships, and the universe, like, it was hilarious. I never told you, like, things would be about to happen. Like, sex would be about to happen. And, like, the most bizarre thing would happen. And, like, it was just, like, I was, like, it was so bizarre the way the universe was, like, nope.
Yep.
And it was just, yeah, like, yanked. And, like, until I was, like, what the, like, it was bizarre. I was forced into doing the self-work because I know. But
it's all good. It'll come back around.
Yeah, it'll come back.
I think, you know, that is.
Oh, I remember. Yes. Can I say that?
Go ahead.
So I think so. My particular, quite a bit of suffering, but I was kind of aware. Like, I was reading like The Slut, and that was tremendous for me. Like, eye opening. And but what if this is like my message for the world,
right?
Like, going through, and I don't believe the suffering is necessary. I just did, but going through that, I had to, whatever. Going through it and doing that hard work, because like, it was hard. It was super hard, all sorts of stuff. But the payoff, not even in terms of like sexuality or sexual relationships, open relationships, like, the payoff in like security, like, if you go through those sexual hangups that were like taught from society, like, the payoff in life itself is like tremendous.
Yes.
Like, it's not just like going through shame or guilt or fear, sexual insecurity. It's like, it changes other aspects of your life in like a magnitude, like, of security and confidence that is like hard to describe. Yeah. Like, it's like, happiness doesn't even describe, like, compared to where I was as a person, like, to the person I am now, like, it's like a child and an adult, and I was an adult. Like, I look back at that person, the love, but it, like, stability-wise, that, it pays off not just relationships or sex. It does, too. It's like, but it like, it's a huge life improvement. Like, you do know, if you have that stuff going on, like, how much it is like, it was for me, like, it permeated everything, and like, to work through that, like, it like had a domino effect everywhere.
That's exactly why I do what I do, because I constantly see it started when I was like teaching yoga, and people would come in and talk to me about all the other like type, and they were inevitably like, sex was always one of them, and then people started coming to me for like coaching and counseling, and you know, it just was this pattern of like, if you're something was dysfunctional in your life, like, everything else was dysfunctional, but it would be the last thing that people address. The first thing, which is from an energetic standpoint and from like a first standpoint, like, those are like your first energies, like your sense of like home, safety, body, self, and like creative sexuality. Like, that's like the starting point, your energetic foundation, you know, you like build, you know, and it may not be sexual for some people. It may just be creative, but there is this part of like knowing yourself in this way that if you aren't, or if you're in a relationship where you're like lying and hiding part of yourself, then you don't really grow all the pieces of your sense of like power and like to really be able to like exchange love in a healthy way. And
if you,
you know,
if some of the other stuff is, was for me for sure, like, when you engage in sex, like, it winds up being draining, and that's not fun. I lived in that.
Is, you know, we actually were just watching right before this the commercial that I made to start promoting my work, and that's the spiel is, you know, is that if you are ignoring or like detaching from this part of yourself, like every other part of yourself dulls, and what you're exchanging in love or sex or whatever, you know, it just feels slightly off, because it's like, you know, anything else, like you're looking to other things to fill in that piece instead of going in and like getting it at the source. Like, so we have about 9 minutes left. I love, you know, just this, I feel like because it is becoming more and more commonplace, I feel like these conversations are, I feel like, you know, I see more and more, people, especially public figures talking about how like, they have an open marriage or
yeah,
an
wouldn't
open
it be nice if they were okay with it and mm-hmm. like we would have less gossip in the world because they're all
right. Well, and I thought it was great. Like I was recently in a show on Netflix, The Politician, and like one of the plots, one of the characters is in a throuple, and she's like an older woman
really?
In a throuple. And I was like, I'm like, this is great.
Wow.
Like this is what, you know, middle America needs to see and
because,
be.
Because like, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, don't we want those people to mm-hmm. like? Follow their, I mean, for real, they're people, they're souls. Like, don't we want their attraction?
Right.
Like, they are so fucked up because they have so many cameras on them. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they can't help but have things explode out in weird
yeah.
ways, like, in dysfunctional ways, but like, it doesn't need to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we want our politicians, like, people in charge, which they're not
right.
really, but like, having sex lives
right.
and like, not be dysfunctional when
yeah.
they're making laws.
Absolutely.
You know, like it actually makes common sense.
Yeah. No, it really does. It, you know, this, our attempts to,
I always had
hide.
Compassion for Bill
yeah.
Clinton. It's weird. Like, I
right.
was always like, I felt bad. Like, because down inside, like, I wanted to have experiences like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like you find someone attractive and it's hot and you get on and
yeah.
it's like, there's nothing wrong with that,
mm-hmm.
but you know.
But our thinking makes
I always
it
felt
so.
Like I had.
Yeah.
yeah. I imagined like that was like I wanted that in me. Like
mm-hmm.
I imagined that moment as so I was aware that like, it was something that I wanted.
Right.
Like I don't. You know. I won't. You know. I didn't want to put down or anything
mm-hmm.
like stuff like that.
Right. Well, and I mean the amount of like absurd slut shaming that went on. You know, over like that woman. You know, it's like if that was her choice as an adult woman. Like that's her choice. And like you know, yes, like. The fact that, you know, whether or not they had some arrangement, you know, as a married couple, but that's them.
Which is really,
you know,
in my mind, none of my business.
None of my business, right. And the thing is, you know, whatever it is you decide, like, you know, you sit down with yourself and you reconcile what is it that is okay for me in this moment, in this relationship.
And it's really different for everybody.
Yeah, because I've had relationships where it was, like, strictly BDSM where I did not have like any intercourse at all. There wasn't really like that kind of sexual energy. It was a very like almost energy. I've had relationships where, you know, the sex was the like piece. Like it was like that. Okay. That was awesome. Like that was like the thing that, you know,
yeah.
that we really had in common. And other situations where it's like, you know, it's just like friendship. Like you said in the beginning, like, there are friends who I'm like, oh, let's go to the park and go outside. And friends who I'm like, oh, let's
and
go.
And friends walk once every 20 years.
And
it's
right.
like
it's,
so much
yeah.
love and appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, pen pal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like you should just go wherever you're most happy
right.
at the moment.
And again, like, it's just whatever it is. Like you, and I say this a lot to couples, is that even if you're not dating other people, like you need to have a life of your own. You need to have hobbies of your own. You need to have things, you interests and stuff that you are lighting up and that are like building you up as a person. And then you go partner your friends, whoever it is, and you're like, oh my God, this is what I'm doing. Like right now I'm playing ukulele. I'm taking singing lessons and I bought myself an inflatable
yeah, I'm learning
kayak.
Violin.
You
like,
went and bought a viola. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
On top of all the other, like, cool, you just got a new woodworking machine. Like,
yeah.
you have all of these things going on in your life that make your life fulfilling and interesting. And then when we get together,
you know,
we have these things to
and,
share.
share with each other.
And you know, like when I'm by myself, like I have stuff that I go through all the time, but it's like I'm doing my own, and you do too. Like I'm doing my own self work, and then like, and then when we get together, it's like we like reap the benefits of self work. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I appreciate.
And I think if you know, if you can sit down, if you're listening to this and you are like, you know, dating or married, and if you can really sit down and think about, like, you know, what does your ideal relationship look like? Something that I run into a lot, especially here in the South, is men who feel heteroflexible or feel like they might be bisexual or somewhere on that spectrum of sexuality, and are like numbing themselves to avoid addressing that because they're so afraid of being abandoned, of the shame of, you know, not being accepted. And I see it with like kinky stuff that people are interested in, you know, all of these, if it doesn't seem to fall into like the heteronormative monogamous box, people try to like stuff it away and you can't hide these elephants. These elephants will like eventually destroy everything because you have to really see yourself. And the more I think we give space to really everyone to like look at their sexuality and see it in a way where they can honor and trust it and find a healthy expression for it, I think we would see an end to a lot of like the disturbing sexual dysfunction that we're seeing in like things like sex trafficking and stuff. I feel like that would abolish itself the minute we allow.
Yeah, it's an inside. I mean, sexually, this is weird. Yeah. This is getting deep. We could go deep. Like, it's an inside job.
Right.
You know, like for real.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, it's like, and it's, and by that, I mean, this is like deep spirituality stuff, but like, that's the best news ever because you can't affect any, you can't really change anyone else. Mm-hmm. It's very disempowering, like, because you have to rely on like, then did that politician write that law that I wanted to? And they might not, they might be in a bad mood. They're probably in a bad mood because like, they not be, but, and so they're not going to be making good decisions anyway. But like, you always, like, this is what I remind myself, like, you have the capability to look at yourself. And like, when you do that, your, all of your relationships change.
Right.
Like you could have like terrible family relationships and terrible relationships, but like you could change something in yourself and now they're better. And like now you're going to be relating to better people and like you're going to be in a better place. And you know, it's, everything is better. Like it's, and like you said, like the other stuff kind of, it sort of evaporates. Mm-hmm. It's like really empowering to do the work.
Yeah.
And then like you kind of, and also like, you have a bigger influence. Like you could say something to another person and change their life.
Right.
And they could say something to another person and change a million lives or you could change a million lives. Like, but it comes from inside you. It's not like, you know, you're fucked up. You need to change. That's not getting anywhere.
No. No, I think, you know, our ability to see, to see that like we are the world and, you know, change begins with you, you know, like be the change you want to see. And have a trickle down effect.
Yeah, Gandhi knew what he was talking about.
Oh yeah, for sure. All right. Well, this is our final minute. So thank you so much for coming and hanging out and snuggling and having great conversations with me. I love our time together. It is always magical and wonderful. And thank you all out there for listening. I so appreciate you. We are finishing up our last couple of weeks here on Blog Talk Radio. Starting on Friday, September 25th, we will be on Voice America. We are super excited to be making a move to Voice America, and you will find us there. In the meantime, feel free to catch other episodes. You can listen here of videos on YouTube, and I'm on all the socials. I tweet, I Instagram, I Facebook, I Pinterest now. I have a Pinterest. You can see all that cool stuff if you are thumbing your way through your day. All right. Much love to you. Thank you for being here. I am Christiane Bella. This is Intimacy Architecture. We've been talking to Adam Scott about the wondrous world of ethical non-monogamy. Many blessings to you. Choose your adventure wisely, friends.
Yay.
That was fun.
That's your-